Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Charles Burghardt founded Burghardt Sporting Goods in downtown Milwaukee in 1881. The store originally sold books and stationery, but expanded quickly into sports and gym equipment after immigrants created a demand for it. Today, Burghardt Sporting Goods is one of the oldest family-owned sporting goods stores in the country, known for its printed gear, including jerseys and uniforms and T-shirts for local schools. The store has a huge selection also, really gone hard into lacrosse. Lacrosse seemingly is taking over youth sports. It's really cool to see. And obviously really big in the baseball and softball equipment space. Brian Burghardt and Maggie Burghardt join us in studio this morning. Maggie just joined Burghardt's as the first of the sixth generation of family members. Congratulations, Maggie. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
And Brian, his brother Carl, and his sister Lynn are fifth generation, and dad Chip still also works in the business, right? Fourth generation. I love that family legacy. It's just so beautiful to see. So, Brian, thanks for taking time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. So let's talk youth sports a little bit. I mean, youth sports, obviously, you know, really in the last 10 years has changed a lot. There's so many different avenues, so many travel teams, and, you know, on the municipal level, so many ways to plug in. But how has Burghardt Sporting Goods adapted to all these changes through an industry standpoint, and just really done your best to meet the expectations and almost like the demand of what parents put on youth sports?
Yeah, when I was growing up, you played whatever sport the season it was. So you played baseball in the spring, you played football in the fall, basketball in the winter. There's a big trend towards really kids joining a sport and playing it all year long.
And
there's
younger and younger too, right?
And they play, they travel a lot. It's more of a lot more select and travel ball in every sport. And that creates a big demand for supporting your league. I mean, the parents and grandparents are wearing the swag that the kids want. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a smaller culture of volunteering for running these leagues, and so the need for the need to make it easy to outfit a league without making it a part-time job for a volunteer. Yeah. Becomes more and more important. So we really cater to making that whole experience for those volunteers enjoyable and easy.
Yeah. I mean, the youth sports leagues have really become more professionalized, you know, needing the kind of the infrastructure for the scheduling, for the equipment, all the logistics that come with it. And it's harder and harder for parents just to be the volunteers running the program.
Well, not if we can help it.
Yeah.
I mean, it gone are the days of handing out all the flyers and collecting all the money and all that type of thing. With the technology and where we've gone with it, our job is to make that volunteer experience better.
Yeah.
And in again, not make it a part-time job for these people, but rather make it a more enjoyable experience.
Partnership. Yeah. So how important is your connection to the local schools that you work with?
It's huge. It's always been huge. The personal connection locally makes a big difference. We know the needs locally, and it's not only is it important to have those face-to-face conversations and know the people that you're working with, but also understand kind of what's going on in the community. And fewer and fewer local independent sporting goods stores exist, and we're very fortunate to be successful in that space, and we're very proud of it. And a lot of it is because of the relationships that we've made over the years.
Has that local ownership been a differentiator for you, especially as more nationals get into the youth sports game?
Yeah, there's a huge push from large corporate team dealers that are getting into every community across the country, and they're gobbling up a lot of independent dealers. We are we're very proud of our stance against that, and competing not just because we've been here forever and not just because we're advancing the technology, and we're offering a better product than they can at the national level. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's
All right, we are talking with Brian and Maggie Burghardt from Burghardt Sporting Goods. U Sports is all about the app now. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about, for me, it's Team Snap. It's game changer. I probably have like three different apps monitoring our kids' schedules. I want to see how Burghardt's is evolving in the technology space. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Is your shower and or tub space looking like it could use an update? My guess is it might be. WTMJ and Sidex have paired together to give away a tub or shower conversion. This is your chance to get a full makeover valued up to $10,000. All you need to do is take a picture of your shower or tub space, then text the word creepy to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Submit your picture, and you could win a full conversion from our good friends at Sidex. For all the contest rules, visit our website at WTMJ.com. Burghardt Sporting Goods joins us for the rest of the show this morning. The business has remained in the Burghardt family for more than 140 years. Spanning now six generations, mm-hmm. Maggie Burghardt joins us. So, Maggie, as you look at technology in the app space, I mean, you have Game Changer that's owned by Dick's Sporting Goods. That's a $100 million business for them right now. How has Burghardt's on, kind of with your size and scale, been able to manage technology and launch an app to really get into the schools and help the salespeople drive their process?
Yeah, so, you know, regarding technology, and I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit more later with the technology that we've developed, but essentially we built a platform that allows teams to have their own custom web store. So players can select exactly what they want, they can and pay themselves, so it doesn't have to go through the coach anymore. So it simplifies the process for everyone involved and makes it a lot easier of a process.
And the app is named after your dad, Brian?
Yep. Yeah. And her grandpa. Okay. Chip. It's called Chipley.
Okay.
And named after Chip.
All right. And how's the Chipley app impacted your business model? Other than just giving you more data, giving you more kind of direct access to your clients, but what else has it allowed you to do as a business?
Really just making life a lot easier on both the salespeople that are selling team sports, but maybe even more importantly, the people who are volunteering and organizing both youth sports and high school sports and at every level. Instead of the cumbersome process of going out and getting all of the data needed, mm-hmm. you know, the sizes, the names and numbers and the payment and all that kind of thing. It makes it so you jump on and you can organize a group sale in a way that is just completely seamless and painless for everybody involved, not only from the user standpoint, but also the team salesman standpoint, so that you can, and it broadens the customer quite a lot. So you can easily get grandma and grandpa to get involved, or mom and dad, or you know, the customer base grows because of the ease of the technology.
Yeah, and as we're seeing everywhere on the fields and courts in high schools, like teams have multiple jerseys now on the high school side, and you kind of have to come to the games in full gear or you're not allowed in, right? So I got to have the right colors on, and I got to be fully decked out, and you want that from parents and grandparents.
Yeah, and we are all for that trend.
All right, very good. So what about, talk a little bit about on the baseball side, on the Performance Center. How has that changed your business? There's a lot of competition in that space, but to really lean into, you know, providing athletes, young athletes, with a space to test products at your store.
Yeah, well, the quick history on that is, you know, in 2020, we bought an abandoned Walmart, and it was significantly more space than we were anticipating that we needed. And we also knew that investing in retail, you know, in the world of online sales and Amazon and so forth, throwing money at that blindly was not going to be a good play. So we had the space, and we knew that investing in retail was going to need to be an experiential. There needed to be an experiential aspect to that. So we wanted to make Burkhart Sporting Goods more of a destination for families. They can come, they can test out the product, they can have fun playing in the simulator, the baseball simulator, all that kind of thing. It really, the goal wasn't so much to compete in that space for training and really even to have that be a huge money driver for the business, but to more, you know, cool up the Burkhart Sporting Goods experience and just make it to use the space to make the retail experience better. And if you go into our store in New Berlin, where we have this big performance center, you'll see that it's no coincidence that you have to walk through our retail baseball facility to get to the performance center, which is really popular. So it drives a lot of traffic through a really good retail space.
All right. When we come back, more with Brian and Maggie Burkhart. I got to ask you, Brian, do I still break in my son's baseball glove underneath the couch leg in the Sherman family family room? I don't know. I think there's some better ways to do that. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined by Brian and Maggie Burkhart from Burkhart Sporting Goods right here in beautiful Wisconsin. So as you look at the future of youth sports, and it's a competitive landscape for sure, but what's the fastest growing youth sport that you see? Well, this is the business opportunity of the future, Brian.
A fastest growing sport, I would say, is probably youth lacrosse.
Okay.
From they get going very young and they go all the way through the college.
Lots of equipment needs.
There's a you're right. Correct. Unlike, you know, soccer and some other sports, there is it is equipment heavy. And there's also some expertise needed to kind of help fit kids with that. There's definitely growth potential there. And, you know, with Maggie coming on, we have all kinds of ideas for growth potential, you know, with what we already have in place. Maggie, you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, Maggie, as you look at the company, obviously, you know, you're new to the family business. Mm-hmm. Where do you see the business and kind of like your role looking forward?
Yeah, so I come from the corporate world.
Okay.
I was working as an IT auditor for the past 3 years. And I think we've talked a lot about outfitting team sports today. Mm. And where I get excited and see a lot of potential is in the corporate world. You know, my experience, we didn't have a lot of options for cool pieces of apparel to represent our company. And, you know, if there was free t-shirts that were given away with our logo on it, people went crazy.
Yeah.
It just seems like the opportunity to really have companies and their employees wearing the apparel that they like, you know, good brands like Under Armour, Nike, Carhartt, North Face, we do it all. And so the opportunities there are really exciting.
Yeah. The business of corporate swag is huge and ever growing, and every business wants to kind of further engage with not only its teammates, but its fans and its partners, and being able to offer high-end custom goods is really, really important. And having a local provider for that with a platform that has national access is great.
Yeah. And we're built for it. I mean, we have in-house silk screening and embroidery, and we also have the premier technology for group sales. So, you know, that works great for team sports, of course, and we're using it heavily there. But yeah, there's a massive opportunity in group sales in the corporate side, and to be able to own the whole process of the production and the accumulation of the orders through the software technology. I mean, we're built for it.
Yeah. So as we're getting closer and closer to the World Series here, I'm going to buy my son a new baseball glove. Every glove that is being purchased, are you breaking in store now? I'm not taking that home and like putting it underneath the couch pedestal anymore, am I?
No, Jeff.
You're ruining my tradition.
You can. And I'm all about tradition, but in recent years, the technology of breaking in the glove has changed a lot. We break in gloves for our customers. It's a steaming process.
Okay.
And then you literally get down on your knees with a mallet and you pound it out after it comes out of the steamer, and it perfectly shapes your glove for you. There's ongoing, you know, you still need to oil it, still need to break it a little bit, but we get you well on your way with that. And that's one of those services that, you know, buying locally affords you to get. So it's cool.
Very good. Brian Burkhart, Maggie Burkhart, Burkhart Sporting Goods. Appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the week.